This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, January 20th, 2017 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Today, Donald Trump becomes the 45th president of the United States. He will be the first billionaire president, the first president with two divorces, and the first president to have owned a football team. 800,000 people are expected to crowd onto the Mall in Washington, D.C. The opposition groups are scheduling their protests. A women's march in favor of killing babies, scheduled for Saturday, is expected to attract several hundred thousand participants as well. Heavy.com lists 16 organized protests happening this weekend in D.C. The day's events will begin with a private church service at St. John's Episcopal Church, where the president-elect will hear a sermon preached by one of the first to endorse him in the campaign, Pastor Robert Jeffress from the First Baptist Church in Dallas. Trump cabinet picks have fueled the ire of homosexuals, Planned Parenthood representatives, and liberal Democrats. Particularly troubling to liberals are Betsy DeVos for Education, Senator Jeff Sessions for Attorney General, Congressman Tom Price for Health and Human Services, and Dr. Ben Carson for Housing and Urban Development. DeVos has received the most withering criticism from the left media. They don't like her family's funding of private Christian education. She has said, quote, "Our desire is to confront the culture in ways that will continue to advance God's kingdom," unquote. Texas State Representative Valerie Swanson, no relation to Kevin, has filed a bill in the state house that would effectively ban elective abortions. If it becomes law, a doctor who performed an abortion would lose his license to practice medicine in Texas. This Sunday marks the 44th year since seven justices, six of them Republican appointees, amazingly, legalized the killing of unborn children in all 50 states. There have been at least 59,730,000 abortions committed in this nation since that date, not counting the babies killed by abortifacient contraceptives and Plan B pills. Matthew 12:41 says, "The men of Nineveh will rise up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And behold, something greater than Jonah is here." A B-2 bomber airstrike decimated two ISIS camps yesterday, killing an estimated 80 terrorists in training. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook said that the training camps were a, quote, "security risk to Libya," unquote. There were over 300 instances of violence against Christians in India in 2016, according to International Christian Concern. That's up from 177 during the previous year. The Worldview asked William Stark of International Christian Concern about why there's been such a large increase in these attacks. He explained that conditions under the Bharatiya Janata Party, or BJP, one of the two major political parties in India, has accentuated the persecution of Christians.
It's something that has gotten a lot worse in the last couple of years, especially under the BJP government. And something specifically that's happened with the BJP is the politicians that are currently in the government use religiously divisive political rhetoric.
Stark said there has been only slight support for Christians from within the Indian government.
There are Christian officials, and there are even Hindu officials that stand against these attacks on religious minorities. I'm trying to remember the individuals who it was. But there was an independent commission that was put together to investigate abuses of religious minorities in the Bastar district of Chhattisgarh. And that was made up of Hindus, of Christians, and a couple other groups from opposition parties.
While traveling on an Arizona freeway, a Good Samaritan came upon an assailant attacking a police officer, beating his head against the pavement, reports TheBlaze.com. When the drugged illegal alien refused to comply with the passerby, the man pulled his gun and shot him, saving the officer's life. Police say the Good Samaritan was a, quote, "very humble and spiritual man," unquote, who believes God sent him to the scene to save the trooper's life. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. on this Friday, January 20th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.